Hans shook his head.
Too risky. If we ran into any problems, there also wouldn't be any way for anyone to get help to us.
Chewbacca pawed at his arm, grunting softly, and Han turned to face the Wookiee.
It wouldn't be as risky as it looks, Lando said, shifting his attention to Leia. We should be able to make the capsule itself foolproof. We've done similar things with delicate survey instrument packs without damaging them.
How long is Niklon's rotation?
Leia asked. Chewbacca's grunting was getting insistent, but it still wasn't loud enough for her to make out what the discussion was all about.
Just over 90 standard days, Lando told her.
Which means we'd be completely out of touch with Coruscant for a minimum of 45, unless you've got a transmitter that would operate on the sun side.
Lando shook his head.
The best we've got would be fried in minutes.
In that case, I'm afraid...
She broke off, as beside her, Han cleared his throat.
Ahem. Chewie has a suggestion, he said,
his face and voice a study in mixed feelings. They all looked at him.
Well?
Leia prompted. Han's lip twitched.
He says that if you want, he's willing to take you to Kashyyyk.
Leia looked past him to Chewbacca, a strange and not entirely pleasant thrill running through her.
I was under the impression, she said carefully, that Wookiees discouraged human visitors to their world.
Chewbacca's reply was as mixed as Han's expression, mixed but solidly confident.
The Wookiees were friendly enough to humans before the Empire came in and started enslaving them,
Han said.
Anyway, it ought to be possible to keep the visit pretty quiet. You, Chewie, the New Republic rep, and a couple of others.
Except that we're back to the New Republic rep knowing about me,
Leia pointed out.
Yes, but he'll be a Wookiee, Lando pointed out. If he accepts you under his personal protection, he won't betray you, period.
Leia studied Han's face.
Sounds good. So tell me why you don't like it.
A muscle in Han's cheek twitched.
Kashyyyk isn't exactly the safest place in the galaxy, he said bluntly. Especially for non-Wookiees. You'll be living in trees, hundreds of meters above the ground.
I'll be with Chewie,
she reminded him firmly, suppressing a shiver. She'd heard stories about Kashyyyk's lethal ecology, too.
You've trusted your own life to him often enough.
He shrugged uncomfortably.
This is different.
Why don't you go with them? Luke suggested. Then she'll be doubly protected.
Right,
Han said sourly.
I was planning to, except that Chewie thinks it'll gain us more time if Leia and I split up. He takes her to Kashyyyk. I fly around in the Falcon pretending she's still with me. Somehow.
Lando nodded.
Makes sense to me.
Leia looked at Luke, the obvious suggestion coming to her lips, and dying there unsaid. Something in his face warned her not to ask him to come with them.
Chewie and I will be fine, she said, squeezing Han's hand. Don't worry.
I guess that's settled then, Lando said. You can use my ship, of course, Chewie. In fact,
he looked thoughtful.
If you want company, Han, maybe I'll come along with you.
Han shrugged, clearly still unhappy with the arrangement.
If you want to, sure.
Good, Lando said. We should probably fly out of Niklon together. I've been planning an off-world purchasing trip for a couple of weeks now, so I've got an excuse to leave. Once we're past the shield ship depot, Chewie and Leia can take my ship, and no one will be the wiser.
And then Han sends some messages to Coruscant pretending Leia's aboard?
Luke asked. Lando smiled slyly.
Actually, I think we can do a little bit better than that. You still have 3PO with you?
He's helping R2 run a damage check on the Falcon,
Leia told him.
Why?
You'll see, Lando said, getting to his feet. This'll take a little time, but I think it'll be worth it. Come on, let's go talk to my chief programmer.